This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 7:15. You're listening to the Evening Edition with Sharmila. And now we're moving on to a story about private hospitals, particularly in the Klang Valley, and a recent announcement that they have reached maximum capacity when it comes to the intake of COVID-19 patients. And this is following, of course, a spike in numbers over the last 2 weeks. And we wanted to get a gauge on what's happening on the ground and how this will impact the overall healthcare system as we move forward, as our case numbers, frankly, don't seem to be decreasing. Now, if you look back in January, that was when private hospitals started taking in COVID-19 patients. And this was after the enactment under the emergency ordinance to use resources from the private healthcare sector. And so we've had 96 out of 210 private hospitals agreeing to take part. Now, according to Dr. Kuljit Singh, who we will be speaking to shortly, most of these designated beds have since been taken up, and now there's a concern about a potential healthcare shutdown because of a lack of beds, a lack of oxygen treatment. And among the suggestions that have been made is to transfer non-COVID patients from government hospitals into private healthcare facilities as a way to create space for COVID-19 patients. So this is obviously a cause for concern, because we're seeing numbers go up, and as we hit the capacity of how we can treat COVID-19 patients who need hospitalization, this was supposed to be one of the solutions. And if we are reaching the limit of what the private sector can do, then how do we move forward? So share your thoughts with us on this. You can call 777-332-900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. Now, joining us on the line is Datuk Dr. Kuljit Singh, President of the Association of Private Hospitals of Malaysia. Dr. Kuljit, thanks for joining us.
Hi, thank you. Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Good evening to you.
Same to you. And let's get into it in terms of private hospitals, right? How have they been coping and managing with this sharp increase of COVID-19 patients?
I must say, private hospitals, we have been coping well from the time we started doing COVID patients from January. And I would say we are coping well is because we have a limit to the number of patients that we can see in our COVID ward, the number of beds that we have designated for COVID, and the number of ICU beds that have been put aside for COVID. So once we reach the maximum of what has been designated or what we have in the ICU, we do not take any more. So coping, we know our limitation, we know our upper limit, and we have reached our upper limit in most of the private hospitals in Klang Valley. I must say that we are assisting the government. We are not the major contributor to the management of the COVID patients. All of last year, it was done by the government. We were only taking over patients which wanted treatment in private, who could afford treatment in private, and these are the patients that we took based on our capacity and capability.
So could you describe what the situation is currently like in most private hospitals, given that you have reached that limit?
Well, the situation is under control in the sense that when we know in a particular hospital, they're only supposed to have 10 beds for COVID, and we are managing the 10 beds quite well. And of course, when the 11th patient comes, then we are not able to accept the patient. So with what we have in the private hospital, with the limit that we have committed, we are managing it quite well. So, and we, if you say we have got 2 beds for ICU or 4 beds for ICU, which has been allotted for COVID, then we know our limitation and we do it well for patient safety and the safety of the others. We have no issue. But only when the numbers go up, we don't accept them anymore.
So what happens now that the private hospitals are not able to take in more patients?
Well, the patients then, if they're category 1 and 2, the government has said that they should be treated or they should go to back to their homes and quarantine themselves in at home. And then they can manage the symptoms and monitor the symptoms from home and keep communicating with their healthcare provider. Could be a GP or could be a hospital. Category 3 and 4 and 5, these patients will require hospitalization, And if there is no beds in any private hospital, then they will have to go to a government hospital, which the minister said yesterday they still have the capacity in the government hospitals, as he commented yesterday. So they will have to go to a government hospital for treatment.
Is there a possibility of increasing the number of beds in private hospitals?
No, that will not be possible, because we can only manage X number of patients based on our capacity and capability. In a private hospital, you do not have medical officers, house officers, a battalion of people to look after patients in critical care. The only person that looks after the patient would be a specialist, maybe two, maybe three, depending on the hospital. And a doctor can only treat a certain number of patients. So individual private hospitals have decided on the number of beds, a number of patients they can treat based on the capacity and the number of specialists that they can afford, including the nurses. So we cannot go beyond this number because of the structure of our hospital is such.
Now, one of the suggestions that you've made was for government hospitals to transfer more of their non-COVID-19 patients into the private system so that they can make space in public hospitals. Could you explain this idea?
Well, this has been decided last year when the numbers were high during the second phase. And we did tell the government that you can send us the non-COVID patients to the private hospitals, the selected non-COVID patients, and we can treat them in private hospitals. And the government has agreed that they will pay for that treatment based on certain terms and conditions. It started a fair bit, but not in a big way, because the numbers came down and then there was no need to decant this patient to the private hospital. So that budget and that mechanism is still existing. So if that happens now with a higher number of COVID patients, then they can actually send their non-COVID to the private hospital. But this decision is made by their doctors in a public hospital before they send to a private hospital.
Doctor, you mentioned that the government will manage the bills. So does this mean that even if that particular patient may not be able to afford private health care, that this is still an option that's open to them?
Yeah, the patient doesn't decide this. The government hospital specialist and the government hospital management will decide that this patient can be transferred to a private hospital, and the payment is done entirely by the government. The patient makes no decision in this. So the government then will pay for that particular patient, because there is a need why this patient has to be transferred to private, because they would want to have space for probably COVID patients.
And you've talked about the risks of a potential healthcare shutdown if there are not enough beds and not enough oxygen treatment. Is there a clear gauge as to when this could potentially happen?
Well, on the private sector side, is once the beds are over, you don't have any more beds, so that will be our limitation. Our worry is then even the public sector will get filled up, like what you have seen in other parts of the world. So our advice is to the public that they should be very careful, because if you don't get COVID, you do not know. But when you get COVID, then you will realize that a bed is actually a premium entity, especially when there is a huge surge of patients. So we do not want a situation like what has happened in other countries, where there was no availability of beds and they even ran out of oxygen supply. I don't think we'll go to the level that we won't have oxygen supply, but we are afraid that we may not have enough beds in the public sector.
So where are we now in terms of your conversations with the government in terms of how to manage this issue?
Well, the government, based on the Minister's of Health health response to what I commented, he says that there is no reason to panic, because the government is still able to absorb patients with COVID in case the private sector will not be able to accept them anymore. So at this point of time, that's the assurance that the government has given. So it is good. But looking at the numbers that is fast increasing, today is already 3,788, around that much. So it is accumulating and becoming quite a big number if you add on a daily figure. So that is something I think the government is prepared for it. Hopefully, with stringent SOPs and stringent control, these numbers can come down. And then I think things should get better. We are willing to help them, to give them manpower. If they want equipment from us, we are willing to do that when the stage comes. We have done that before last year, and we can do it again for them.
I wanted to touch a little bit, in a larger sense, about that the public-private partnership that has started since January, right? What would you say have been some of the biggest challenges since it began?
I think the biggest challenge is we are willing to accept because we have the capacity to get in non-COVID patients. But I think on the public sector side, if they can manage, they will not transfer patients to the private sector. So the challenge is basically a little bit of coordination. Sometimes you need to find a place where the patient is willing to go. Beds may be available, or specialty in certain private hospitals may be a little bit far from where the public hospital could be. So these are the few logistic issues sometimes we face. But generally speaking, from the few decanting processes that the government has done with the private sector, it has been pretty successful. And Sungai Buloh has done it quite well with the UITM private wing, which has been very good. They have also worked with some of the KPJ hospitals. It has been good. So the challenges are few, but we can further smoothen it so that this can even happen a permanent feature in the future. Whenever patients who are waiting for a long periods of time for a surgical procedure and the government can't do it, they can actually outsource and buy services from the private sector.
And we have, of course, already started rolling out the vaccines. We're in phase two. I was wondering what you can tell us about plans for private hospitals to procure vaccinations. Is there any progress on that?
The progress has been not encouraging. We have been talking to the government that to allow private hospitals to procure their own vaccines so that we can increase the herd immunity, we can increase the vaccination process. But the government is a bit worried that, you know, there is a problem of equity, whether the rich will buy all the vaccines and the poor will not have any more vaccines, or will we then start procuring vaccines that are belonging to the government out of the manufacturer, and then there will be some imbalance. So those are the issues that government have, and I think we can fully understand that. But I think it is important that we start some process of discussion with the manufacturers and to get the government's permission now, so that we can procure it by middle of the year, especially for the economic frontliners, which are all middle-aged or young people. We cannot wait for these young people to get their vaccines end of the year because they are our economic frontliners and they are the ones highest in the bracket of getting COVID, if you look at the statistics. So it is still very, very preliminary. Most countries around us have started allowing private vaccination, countries like Indonesia, Thailand, and even Philippines in a small way. But I think we should have this opportunity soon. I am actually trying my best to negotiate with the government. This can be done. They can control it so that things don't go wrong, so that we do not deprive the high-risk group or those people who can't afford vaccines. So I think we are still in negotiation. I hope we get a good outcome soon.
Dr. Kuljit, thanks for speaking with us today.
You're most welcome. Good evening.
Same to you. That was Dato' Dr. Kuljit Singh, President of the Association of Private Hospitals of Malaysia, speaking to us about the shortage of beds for COVID-19 patients in the private sector. So let us know what your thoughts are. You can WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio, and of course call us 7733-2900. Coming up after this, we'll be wrapping up the news of the week. So keep it here on the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.